You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't know how many times over the last couple of months I've done goodbye stories. It's like the last thing that some little story that I say for the end of the show. Mm-hmm. And so many of even just I think day before yesterday, it was one about a woman who purchased a lottery ticket and she thought, oh, great, I won $500. And she was all excited. Then she went and turned it in. They were like, no, ma'am, this is well over $100,000 that you've won. The stories like that. Well, here's a story for you. Powerball's jackpot right now, $400 million. So we're getting up, we're tiptoeing up close to $500 million.
That's so much money, man. So much money. And you got to play to win that. Okay, so go out today and get yourself a ticket and then start daydreaming about what you would do with that $400 million. And seeing as it is Earth Day, Dom,
yes,
I think I'd probably have to buy everyone on my block some solar panels. And low-flow toilets. And some high-efficiency appliances. See, you could win this big fat stack of cash and save the planet at the same time. See how it's all going to work out?
It's a total win-win. Proceeds from the sale of Powerball tickets go back to protecting, our big, beautiful outdoors that we love so much in Colorado. Anyway, so
buy a ticket and save the little chipmunks. It's a good thing.
Except get them out of my garden. That's the only thing.
Yeah, there's
a postscript to that. Drawing is tomorrow night, every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. 6 numbers, $2 a ticket. You can add on the double play for just $1.
Do it.
And that will put you into the second drawing for $10 million.
Add on the double play, for goodness sakes.
Do it, do it. It's tomorrow night, Powerball, $400 million. And good luck from your boys in the morning. You know, we had this chat the other day where Gretchen and I were talking about coming into some sort of windfall if that ever happened.
Yeah.
Some giant windfall or whatever. And we were talking about the idea of all these people who buy vacation homes. And I said, I'm not into the idea of a second vacation home. I want a beautiful home for my home base.
Yeah.
But then rather than having a vacation home, I would rather take the money and travel to different places all the time.
Kind of hop around.
And stay in style wherever I go. So
yeah,
to me, it's like if you
good.
Buy a vacation home, then you feel like every time you got a break, you got to go to that same place.
I think, I'm with you. I would like to do a little hopping around. But I feel like if you find maybe one or two locations that you absolutely fall in love with, mm-hmm. I'd have something there. Like I desperately want a cabin in the mountains. So I would have just a nice little modest cabin in the mountains. And then I think Nick Nack would probably want something tropical. We'd probably buy a little place in Kauai or something like that. And then, we could still travel around. But then you just have little places that you you want to go to and take a week that you can mm-hmm. call your own. That's exactly what I would do. And not to be, I don't want to overwhelming. Just three places tops. I don't want to overwhelm myself.
See, because I'm the guy, I wonder, what happens when I'm not there all that time? Does it just sit vacant? Do you find somebody who would live there for you when you're not there just to kind of oversee it?
Funny, because we do have a couple of friends that have a vacation place in Kauai, actually. And yeah, when they're not using it, they're doing the Airbnb thing with it. And then they bought a car to keep at the place too, and they're doing whatever that app is where people can go on the app and find cars that are available. Mm-hmm. So they're raking it in just by renting out their place and renting out their car. They're paying for it essentially.
Well,
it's brilliant.
Works for them. It would never work for you.
No, it's again, stranger danger has been my theme this week.
Never let somebody
I don't
else
want
drive
other
your
people's
car.
Funk in my house or my car.
You know what would be a funny thing for us to do on this show sometime? Like, we're talking about trying to get together with listeners next week. What would be funny is if somebody won. Now, hear me out before you say no right away.
Okay.
Because it would be very, very funny for the show if we did some sort of contest where the winner got to take your truck for 1 hour.
Really? And do
and
what?
Drive anything.
Go haul some lumber?
No, obviously not damage it.
Yeah.
But if they got to drive, and we would get video of you over that next hour mm-hmm. and your face and you pacing and sweat coming down your forehead.
Yes.
If somebody you didn't know had your truck for an hour.
Yeah, that would be done next Friday. And then by Monday, I could trade it in, I guess, on something new.
You wouldn't even get back in it after that.
As they bring it back, there'll be a tow truck waiting, and it'll tow it to a dealership.